Did you hear a bold new Peter in that first reading? He doesn't sound anything like the fella a couple of weeks ago denying Jesus, being chased off by a little schoolgirl, drawing his sword in anger, and having to be shut down. He's undergone a change from wild angler to loving and caring shepherd. Well, there was once a lamb especially dear, although forever giving its shepherd problems. She was the flock's smallest and weakest. Whenever one went missing, you could bet on it being her. If one were caught in a thicket, it was usually her. If a lamb fell in a crevice and had to be rescued, more often than not, it was this little lamb. Maybe it was because she was the smallest, or maybe it was because she was always in trouble, or maybe because she would always run to him when afraid. The shepherd had special affection and love for this particular lamb. But it all changed one day when a consultant came to visit. It hadn't mattered previously that his flock was small and his wealth meager. The consultant told the shepherd that his ways were old-fashioned, and if he wanted success, he'd have to modernize. Well, the shepherd took this message to heart, began to study his circumstances. He read the One-Minute Shepherd and then Shepherding for Dummies, and he went to seminars and analyzed business and technical journals on growing large flocks. Soon he found himself building bigger folds to hold all the sheep and hiring others to tend to his sheep. He discovered that if he managed his flock more carefully and set high standards, he too could have great flocks of sheep. And sure enough, it wasn't long before he was raising championship sheep. People traveled miles to admire his rams and study his methods. His became the biggest flock in the valley. Fame and fortune, he built an international enterprise with every amenity. The old manual passed down to him from the chief shepherd just gathered dust on the shelf. Instead of studying how to care for sheep, he looked to new resources such as the Visionary Shepherd and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Shepherds. He didn't go into the pastures anymore. Instead, he studied emerging trends and analyzed the latest techniques on how to raise sheep. He had others to tend the flock. It wasn't long until the sheep forgot his voice, and he didn't even know their names any longer. He didn't know which of the ewes were sick or which of the lambs were lost to wolves and cougars. He awoke each morning to a report that showed the number of births, the number of ewes exchanged on the market. His time was spent planning new strategies on how to grow larger and bigger flocks and on how to produce better rams. Then one day, sitting on a leather chair in his fancy office, thoughts returned to that special little lamb that was always giving him trouble. He inquired of her whereabouts to the hired help. Why, she was killed by a cougar over a year ago. She didn't follow like the rest, and no one bothered to look for her. We were busy. And besides, we didn't need to take any risk. It doesn't matter anyway. She was just one lamb, not much of an asset. She demanded too much of our time. It's best she's gone anyway. Now we can take care of more sheep without being troubled by a weakling. As the shepherd listened to what had happened, sadness filled his heart. He realized that the one thing he loved the most had vanished. With an empty, broken heart, regret, and forgotten dreams, he realized he was no longer really a shepherd. Instead, he was simply the CEO of a woolen sheep business. Well, Mother Church sets aside Good Shepherd Sunday today in a special way to acknowledge vocations. In prayer, we ask God to bless, strengthen, and inspire all the baptized called to shepherd God's people, parents, teachers, guardians, pastors, caregivers, and in fact, all the many who find ourselves in places where gospel shepherding beckons. Each is an opportunity to reach forth as Jesus the Good Shepherd would in wisdom, knowledge, gentleness, kindness, and peace. Empowered by our baptism and strengthened by Holy Eucharist, we too might lay down our lives for both strong and weak, gently showing others the way to Jesus. The Good Shepherd doesn't say, "Do as I say and expect to be obeyed," but rather, "Do as I do in hopes of being followed."